This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, talking to you today about the CrossFit Open and some life lessons. So for those of you that don't know what the CrossFit Open is, basically it is 5 workouts that are laid out or rolled out over a 5-week span. The workout gets dropped on a Thursday night, and then you have until the following Monday night to perform the workout, log your score, have it validated, and then see how terrible you are compared to everyone else in the world who performed that same workout. Why do we do it? I have no idea. I do it. I tell myself it's fun. Still on the fence about that. But I did one of the open workouts today, 18.1. I didn't do as well as I would have liked. But afterwards, while I was sulking to myself, I kind of stumbled upon something. I said, let me make a podcast out of this. Let me talk to myself about this. Talk myself out of my sadness, right? So as it stands with the open workouts, you can perform them as many times as you want during that Thursday night to Monday evening time period. You have more than one shot. Now, this doesn't mean that the first time you do it, you don't give it your all. It just means that you do it one time, you learn, you get some new strategy, you do it in a different way, a different place, whatever. And you can do it again and see if you best your score. For those people that are trying to go to the games and regionals, things like that, it makes sense to do it again. For a low-level CrossFitter like myself, I don't really think it makes that much sense to do it again, but I'm not really here to debate that or put you down if you're the person that does them again. The point that I'm trying to make, or kind of the point that this made me think of, was that you always have a second chance in pretty much everything in life. We tend to think that maybe you only get one shot at it, or maybe there's some motivational stuff out there that makes you want to believe that you only have one shot at it, but the reality is, you always have a second chance at things. They may not look the exact same, but there will be a second chance of some sort, or perhaps even multiple chances. You know, as it relates to the CrossFit Open, like I was just saying, it's kind of an exact same scenario, but not really, because even though you're doing the exact same workout, it's a different day. Maybe you slept more. There's different people cheering for you. You're using different equipment. Things that change it up. You have a different confidence going into it. You know what to expect. You've learned. Right? That changes things. That changes things. That they're not the exact same anymore. But still, it's a second chance nonetheless. So I apply that to the bigger picture, to life, to jobs, careers, relationships, anything, things like that. You have more than one chance. This is not to say that you should, take that first chance for granted and just always live like you have a safety net and kind of be super reserved, though there's a time and a place for that. This is more so to say that it's okay to go into things, perform, be a little unhappy about it, change your mind, go and do it again, or go and do something else. I think the first example that comes to mind is people that change their careers. That's pretty awesome. You go into it. It's not a failure if you decide to do something new. Maybe it's because you're bored or you don't like it, whatever. But you learn, and you have a second chance on life, a second chance to do it all over again. And I think we're seeing a lot more of that. And as I get older, I'm seeing a lot more of that, I think, because I'm interacting with older people and seeing them with second and third careers and all this new things that are old things or, kind of second chances. So to kind of wrap it up, tie it up, it's only a failure if you don't learn from it. go out, perform, do the open, take that job, start a podcast, start a blog, whatever. You have more than one shot. You can reinvent yourself. You can do it again and again and again. It's only a failure if you don't learn from it. Until next time, Maestro out.